Hello everybody and welcome back to Tank Slab Talk. It's been a little while since we last posted. I think the last podcast would have been with Adam Sterry, so yeah, it's been a minute. Just a lot happened over the last couple of years that or the last year or couple of years, how long it's been in life general, just me sort of changing, growing up a little bit. Jamie's been working abroad. He's now back. Got another really cool job now, which I'm very jealous of. So he'll be in at some point and we'll do a podcast explaining his whereabouts and his current situation now, which I'm really looking forward to. But going back to the, you know, the podcast itself, and it's something I really want to do for a long time. And as simple as this sort of idea is, it's something that it did take a while to think of, to be honest. And rather than, you know, there's so many podcasts now, and there's so many people doing interviews with big names and, you know, these big stars, you know, people, you know, everyone that people can look up to, which is great. And I do listen to, you know, I'm an avid Pulp listener. I listen to Tommy's, I listen to Gypsy Tales, I listen to Kiefer Tested. The ones Kiefer Tested is more like bike, even though I don't actually ride anymore, it's just listening to stuff about bikes. And I love a bit of mad tech. It does, it gets my gears going. I must admit, I love listening to tech, trick little bits and bobs anyway. So, you know, it's great trying to get these big names and stuff. But I think there's a lot to be said for just normal, average, you know, weekend warriors and local heroes, you know, people we all chat to, you know. So I'm going to try and get some more local people on and, do interviews with them, as well as, you know, I still want to get some, you know, big names. It'd be great to do podcasts with some big names. So it's just, we're changing the way we're doing it. We're going to try and interview, you know, more people that are more on our level, I guess you could say, but still obviously really cool guys with some great stories, which is something that, again, it sounds like a really simple idea, but it took me ages to think of it. It's something that I'm really, really excited about doing. So I have got a few lined up already coming over the next couple of months. I don't know how often we're going to post. I don't think it's going to be a weekly thing, just because it's a lot to do, especially now with, again, we'll explain in, you know, an episode you'll hear. My job role's changed. Jamie's, you know, he doesn't live 2 minutes away from me. He lives 2.5 hours away from me. We were trying to do it over, you know, over the phone, and then the app we were using kept crashing, and James Dabble was an absolute saint. I think we tried it about twice with James, and it lost two of them, and the app just couldn't take it, you know, and it was really annoying, because James is such a nice guy. So yeah, it's things like that with these technical difficulties. I don't want to, you know, as much as I'm not here to make money, I just love, you know, anyone who knows me, I love chatting shit, and I really do. I enjoy it. I like making new relationships with people and just having banter and having a good time, really. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to spend an absolute fortune buying a load of equipment. I've just bought a new mic. So it was actually a recommendation from Owen Hillman. So if Owen's listening, thanks, Owen, because it is a good mic. Looking for one for a long time, and then the right list, it's like it was meant to be. It literally come up 2 minutes from my house around the corner. I didn't even have to drive there, so I just went and picked it up, and I thought that's a sign. I managed to have some sort of a game plan going, and yeah, we'll start again. So yeah, the first podcast I'm doing is going to be, I think, with Josh Turner. So Josh, growing up 65-85, the kid was unreal. Like Red Bull Elite days. It was just met. Fox Hills on a 65, do all the jumps on a 65. Gunner, do all the jumps on a 65. Kid was nuts. So fast. He sort of fizzled out a little bit on big bikes. He had a couple of returns on big bikes, and he's now on the mountain bike game. And, you know, if you follow his Instagram and see what he's doing, the kid is insanely good. It was so funny the other day. Hopefully I can get another guy, Jamie Smith, guy who literally lives down the road from me. You all know Smithy. He's like the hardest bloke to get hold of in the world, and he lives just on the road. So, well done, Jamie, that's great. We went to Windhill not too long ago and went down, I want to say it's Rootful South. It was like 4 steps, maybe 5 steps. And when I first went to the bike park a few years ago, it was pretty, you know, steep but mellow. And now it's all cut out. It's sketchy. Went down on the e-bike, you know, a few weeks ago, and I thought, this is gnarly. And then literally, I seen a video of Turner just doubling down it like it's like its little roots coming out of the kids unreal. So I'm really looking forward to doing one with Josh. I think he's racing some downhill this year, which is going to be really cool to see how he gets on with that. Another one is going to be Ryan Harris. So I used to race Ryan. I don't know if I raced him 65s, but 85s, 150 days. I remember having a really good battle with him at, I can't even remember the track, and I want to know if he will remember, because I don't have a clue where it was. South Somerset meet, and it was mega. And it's going to be great to chat to him. He's got a YouTube thing going now. At the minute, he's at his shoulder, which is a bit shit. So I think he's still doing the vlog thing. He's just got a new camera, actually. So he's definitely still doing the vlog thing. Doing some stuff with Jamie, his little brother. So it's going to be really cool to chat to Ryan. I'll probably get down there hopefully next few weeks. And then another one I'm really interested in, and I cannot wait, is Kyle Lane. So Kyle's just finished doing the Arena Cross Tour. I think he was third overall in the series in the, I forgot what class they call it now. Well, pro amateur or something, pro AM, I don't know. So he was third overall in that. Again, he's a bit of like an all-rounder, mountain bikes, motocross. He's done enduro, done sprint. He's got a baby now or a kid. So yeah, you know, and he's still out there riding, which I've got mad respect for. So all these people coming up next few months, it's just going to be you know, a case of when and where. I've got the mic now, so, and the laptop I actually bought a year ago, because, or whenever it was, to get the podcast going, and then obviously it sort of fizzled out. So with Jamie being abroad and yeah, just doing the MXGP thing, which again, that podcast in itself is going to be a banger, just listening and hearing, you know, the real insights of MXGP in the pits, basically, you know, what they go through, and how their weekend, you know, when they actually get to the races, that's really their downtime. So it's going to be really cool to chat to Jamie about that. I've got the mic, I've got the computer, you know, and traveling, it's just easier to do it in person. So yeah, some people I'm sure will come to me, and then other people I can go and see. Not a problem whatsoever. So if you, you know, and there's anyone that you guys want me to try and do a podcast with, please, you know, let me know. Give us a DM on Instagram. Yeah, and we'll, you know, we'll try and make it happen. This is something I'm really excited about. Like I said, I'm not here to make a buck. I don't want to do, you know, I'm not interested. I love talking to people and having a laugh and, you know, getting some real cool stories out of, you know, just genuine, nice, good, down-to-earth people that got to share the same passion that I do, which is two wheels. I mean, anything two wheels, and to be honest, anything motorsport, you know. This hasn't just got to be a two wheel thing, it can be whatever. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting this ball rolling again, and yeah, I can't wait to start posting some more podcasts. So thanks for listening to this very short, you know, this is just a little update, and I'm hoping the next week or so, couple of weeks, you'll see something posted, and yeah, you'll really enjoy it. So thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you on the next shift.